This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Well, TJ Moe, who some of you might know, he's a St. Louis guy. He used to play for Mizzou, football player. And now he's on Jason Whitlock's podcast, Fearless.
Which I know TJ.
Yep. Nice guy.
Yeah.
And he tweeted this out the other day, and man, has he ruffled some feathers. I just read some article talking about how the tweet's been viewed 23 million times.
Yeah, not surprised.
It was a picture from over the weekend, and I'm trying to remember which game this was, but it's Holly Rowe, and I actually don't know the other women's names, but it's three women who were standing there, I guess, post-game, talking about it, and his exact tweet was, "Who actually wants to watch three women stand around and talk about football? I do not." He has had so much backlash from this. And what's interesting, though, is I was looking at some of the replies, and he said, you know, yeah, I'm getting a lot of pushback, but about 90% of the women who are replying to me are saying they agree with me.
Agreed with him. Yeah, it's interesting because he, after the outrage, after the original one day later, he said, "This tweet upset a few folks, so let me clarify. No one wants to listen to three women talk football. Men are better at it. It's like asking cats to bark. I issue no apology and no retraction. Most people agree with me. They're just afraid to say it. Carry on with your outrage."
Now, I'm not the kind of person who's just going to go watch a football game on my own, probably, but I do enjoy watching the game. Like, if we have it on, I will absolutely sit down with my husband or friends, family, and watch a game and can get really into it. I actually really like Holly Rowe, and a number of people who are responding also feel the same way, it looks like. I get TJ's point. I do feel like it'd be awkward to have three women like this talking about it, because it feels like it's very intentional to make a statement.
So here's the thing. For years, and I mean, I was this close to going into sports broadcasting. It's what interested me when I was first doing it at the Miami University in Ohio. They tried to get me to do the color commentary for the Miami University Redskins football team when I was there. And I almost went into that field. And at the end of the day, and I had played football, so I knew the rules and knew the plays and the positions and that sort of thing. I opted to go a different direction. But when you look at the professional sports broadcasters, there have been incredibly successful people who never played the game. In fact, Howard Cosell wrote a book called "I Never Played the Game." And that's my best Howard Cosell. He didn't. He was a sports sorry, Carl. He was a sports broadcaster who admitted that while he was very good at what he did, he was one of the best-known announcers for years, he never played the game. So I don't think you can rule women out of sports broadcasting just because there's not a women's NFL league. I don't think that you can. But to his point, though, I don't think there's any problem having a female voice in the mix. His issue was the only thing he had to watch were three women talking about a game none of them had ever played.
Well, that was a comment he made. Was it would be different if it was, say, Holly Rowe and a guy, or two women and a guy. But the fact that it was all three women, none of which have ever played football,
right?
It was a little weird. I agree.
How
you don't have to have played the sport. I actually do think it's better that you've played the sport and understand it and have experience playing it to be able to actually talk about it. Women's figure skating or women's gymnastics. It would be weird to see three dudes talking about that if they've never done gymnastics. That's weird.
But they could have done men's gymnastics.
That's different. Well, but these women have not played football.
Yeah, but there's not an alternative for that. You see what I'm saying? Like in men's gymnastics, they could have done the exact same thing the women were doing and could then describe what the women were doing. So in the football analogy, there's not a women's football league, really. I mean, there's not. There's some flag football leagues out there, and there are a few minor league, for lack of a better term, amateur league, full contact women's teams, but not very many of them around the country. So you'd probably be hard pressed to find a woman who had played the game, if that's what's important to you, if that's the standard.
Okay,
but not so in all sports.
Right, you're right. It's not like there's a women's even flag football team. We don't play football. Actually, my brother-in-law, his sister played football.
That's my point. There are a few.
They are the exception to the rule.
Yes.
Don't you think it's better, though, when you're having people, if they're the sole people who are talking about it, that you have somebody who actually can speak about their experience in it and they have a better understanding of it? I don't think it disqualifies you from being a sideline reporter or even doing post-game analysis if you haven't played it, as long as you have a really good understanding of the game, regardless of the sport. But I see his point.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I stand by my point. I just think the problem was you had three people. Maybe, I don't know what prompted them to do that particular thing. Maybe they were short of staff that day or something, but you had three people on the field. There's no reason they can't understand the game as well as someone else. They haven't played it. There may be intricacies of it that they don't understand for that reason. But, you know, TJ's got the guts to throw it out there, and he's right. If you look at his feed, the vast majority of people who commented on there agreed with him.
There's a model. I've never even heard of this girl. I don't even know how you pronounce her last name. Paige something. Professional golfer. Wears kind of provocative outfits. I think she's kind of known for that. She's a model.
Yeah.
She got all riled up about this and posted on, I don't even know, Twitter, whatever it was, about TJ's tweet.
You're a woman who wants to work in the sports industry and you have a deep understanding of sports and you're qualified to be there. However, you'll never get the highest opportunities because men only want to listen to other men talk about sports. So use whatever else you have in your toolbox to be able to get opportunities. Maybe that's your looks. As soon as you use your looks, for example, then you're objectifying yourself and no one will take you seriously. But even when you were never taken seriously or given the opportunities because men want to listen to other men talk about sports. It is a vicious cycle. And it's never ending.
I think women are taken seriously as long as you know what you're talking about. Like Holly Rowe, I keep going back to her because I think she's well respected in the industry.
Yeah,
Do you take her seriously if you're watching her?
As a sideline reporter, absolutely.
Right. That's just generally how it works.
That's a different kind of job, though, as a sideline reporter. You need to understand the game. You grab the coach. She's going on or off the field. You're over there listening.
Player updates if they're injured.
You're listening in when they're you know, in a huddle or whatever on the sideline. Here's what I heard them talking about, that sort of thing. Yeah, I don't think that's the issue here. It's the person in the booth doing the play-by-play and the color commentary. Which you're right. I get both sides of this argument. I don't know if but I'll have to admit my bias. I don't know if I'd sit down and watch a game if there were two women in the booth calling it. I just don't know that I would.
I can't think of a game where I've heard a woman doing play-by-play. Have you? Usually the men are doing play-by-play. They're doing post-game analysis with maybe one woman. Usually it's like four or five guys with one woman. They always seem to, you know, you have the one female kind of representative, but sideline reporters are always women.
I don't know if I've heard a broadcast like that. I've certainly heard it at the NBA level. I don't watch much NBA, but I have heard a game or two where they've had a former WNBA player on there doing color commentary or calling basketball games, and I've heard it at the college level a few times. But the difference is they've played the game. Maybe it's not at the level of the game they're calling, but they have played the game and they understand the rules and they can provide insight on what's going on in the coach's mind.
Yeah, I mean, there are coaches who are fantastic coaches who have never even played at the college level, right?
There are a few,
a really good leader.
Who loved the game, played in high school, weren't good enough to play in college, went on to become great coaches.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting debate and clearly it's riled a lot of people up. And TJ's not backing down, which I respect.
Yeah,
if you're going to say something, stand by it. And when the angry crowd comes and starts attacking you for it and everything that you stand for, don't back down. Because too many people nowadays, as soon as the mob gets loud and comes at them, they're like, you know what? I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.